Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of It's Not All Rainbows. I'm your host, Lindsay Goodman. I'm a certified trauma recovery coach, and I'm also a survivor of abuse in a queer relationship. I'm here to help you figure out what's really going on in your relationship to help get you out and on the road to recovery. Today, I'm going to talk to you about some things that I've done since I left because this is episode 100 of It's Not All Rainbows, and I can't believe it. I can't believe I've done 100 sit downs. Talking at all of you, talking about abuse. Sometimes I think I have to be done. There's no more episodes to create. There's nothing else I can talk about abuse, but there's always so much more we can talk about. And this is 2 years removed. I'm a little over 2 years no contact. I don't like my life has so many other things to it. Abuse is like such a small part of my life at this point, but still I feel like I could talk about this for so long because it's so important. It's happening all the time. It's happening everywhere. There's always more information. There's always more knowledge that I'm gaining from interacting with all of you, from sharing what I share, from continuing my own healing journey, from, you know, having memories pop up and like having little aha moments with that and so on. So a while ago, I was like, oh man, I was uploading some videos and I was like episode like 90 or something. And I had asked on Instagram and Facebook, I was like, oh, what should I do for my 100th episode? And people had said, why don't you talk about like 100 things that you've done since you left? I don't think that I can come up with 100 things. I even had people give me some ideas like, these are some things that Lindsay, I have seen you do since you left, but I feel like 100 is just so many things. So I'm going to just come up with as many as I can during this time. And if you're like, that sounds really boring, this has nothing to do with me, this isn't information that's helpful for me. You know, I come to this podcast so that I can get education or validation about things. I'm hoping that you listening to this, whether you've been abused or not, I hope that it's inspirational to you. I hope that it's something that you can keep in mind for yourself or for others around you who have been abused. And also, if you're just listening to this because you've been on this journey with me and you want to be supportive, thank you so much for listening or watching if you're on YouTube. It means a lot to me. Again, it does feel weird to just sit here and be like, these are the things I've done, but I'm going to share some of the things that stand out to me. And hopefully that again helps you to understand a little bit more of who I am as a trauma recovery coach, as an abuse survivor, as a single mom, as a human who's healing from abuse and childhood trauma, and just really reinventing myself in this world where we're taught from very small not to be ourselves. So, the first thing I did was take back travel. That's something that's been really important to me. And I have had people say, like, that's not relatable. Do better. Don't talk about traveling because not every abuse survivor gets to do that. And I totally understand that. I am very lucky that I've been able to do that. It's something that I have prioritized, that I've sacrificed a lot to be able to do. It's not always easy. It's not like I'm just this rich person sitting here traveling all the time. I have to do a lot of shuffling and really sneaking around, not really sneaking, but like to make it happen. But I will say this, before I had a kid, before I got married, I used to go to Europe for the summer and I had no money and I would like au pair just to get enough money to pay off the plane ticket. And I remember like not being able to buy even like one souvenir, but I did it. I found a way to do it because I was like, I really want to experience this. And that's kind of what I'm doing now, even though I do have more income and I do have more resources and things like that. I'm still just like trying to be creative and come up with ways to be able to see the world with my son. And as you can tell when I'm talking about this, it just really lights me up. I wish I could travel more. I'm sure we all do. I wish I had like more finances and more wiggle room to travel like every couple of months with him, do a cool trip, go to a new country, do all that stuff. But yes, taking back travel was huge for me. I remember being with my abuser, and of course it was during the pandemic, but I was like, I'm never going to ever go anywhere again. I had a passport, but I was just like, whatever. I grabbed those passports when we left, and I was like, I'm leaving this country. I had worked really hard to save money without them knowing, and that is, again, that's one of the first things I did, and I am very lucky to have been able to travel several times since we left. So that's number one. I'm at 5 minutes now. There's no way I'm getting to 100. I worked really hard on healing the relationship with my son's dad, my co-parent. We did live together until very recently. for almost 2 years, and it was hard at first. I had some work I still needed to do about that relationship, which I talked about a few episodes ago, on just like, how, why it's important to stay single, because you got to heal from everything that you've been through before you can bring that into another relationship. That's my opinion. Worked really hard on that. We'll keep working on that. It's going to be a journey because we're two humans on our own journeys. Reconnected with my son on levels that I never imagined. I was always very close to him. We've always had a very special relationship, but being able to reconnect with him and parent him the way that I want to without anyone else pressuring me, telling me what to do, trying to take over, smother my intuition so that I was making choices based on like other people's pressure and things like that. Listening to him, paying attention, like, again, I don't want to make it sound like I was just like sitting there a log. I protected him. I shielded him from a lot of the things that were happening. I took him out into the world to the best of my ability. But it's just been really incredible to like reconnect on our own way without anyone else influencing that. That's been really important. And I hope the same for you if you have kids and you get out and you're able to do that. Amped up my career a little bit. Obviously, I am a single mom, so it's still not the career that I had before, but that's the way it is. Those things ebb and flow, but I kind of have revamped my passion that I had. It's not quite where it was just because the kind of jobs I'm able to do aren't the same as they were when I lived in another area. But I'm finding ways to still be passionate about my work, whereas when I was with my abuser, I couldn't care less about it. I was just going to get a paycheck so I could save money to get out of that relationship. And I like my career again. And also, I have different avenues, than I had before. Like I became a certified trauma recovery coach. I don't know what number on now. We're like four or five. That was a big deal for me. I knew pretty early on, like maybe within a couple of months, that I wanted to give back, that I wanted to share my experience, that I wanted to try to help other people. But I also wanted to be able to do that correctly. And I'm not saying like if you're not certified, you shouldn't share, but I wanted to be able to have something that people could look at and be like, okay, this person's probably a little more trustworthy than at least like some random person on the internet, which you do see a lot of people who maybe shouldn't be helping other people. But they're, certifications and degrees and stuff aren't necessarily everything because I think that personal experience is huge and important. So that was a big one. I mentioned earlier that I no longer live with my son's dad. I finally live. We have our own space. We are going to have a roommate after a couple of months, but for now, my son and I have our own space, and we're living in a place that I think is a better fit for both of us. It's not Spain. That's where I want to live, but it's the best thing that I have that's close enough to his dad. That's like the main reason why I still live where I live. But it's been a lot better. I'm happier. It's something that when I first left, I just really couldn't imagine being able to do. I have gotten super, super close to my dog. If you don't know about that, I got my dog as an emotional support dog. I feel like a lot of you probably do know about Pip. She's laying right there on the floor next to me sleeping. And we just didn't have a very solid relationship for years because I was so closed off to her because my abuser used her as a pawn and was like, she's my dog, she's not yours, I'm keeping her. So I closed off my heart to her because I had already lost pets, dogs that I loved so much before she came along. And I was like, I can't, I have to prepare myself for this loss. It's gonna happen. And she is just my best little buddy. We take her everywhere. We travel with her, like within the US. We don't take her when we do our big trips. But when we visit my family in Indiana, she comes to Boise, Idaho with us when we visit friends. And so that's a huge deal. 'Cause like I got that dog for a reason. She's super special. She's the best dog I've ever had, and I have loved some dogs before her. She's very, very special. I've built up some really incredible platforms on several different platforms. I have some really incredible communities. They're different. Some of them are about abuse, some of them are not. Some of them are very small. Like I made a new TikTok it's the Lindsay Goodman, which is what my abuse related TikTok used to be. Now it's Lindsay Goodman Coaching, just to keep everything separate because I was kind of mixing things, and I was like, I need a place that's abuse free. I'm almost 2 years out. I don't want this to be the only thing I'm talking about. There's so much more to my life. And it's very small. It's like, I think there's like 700 followers on it, compared to like 176 or something on Lindsay Goodman Coaching. And I just love it. I have this nice little community there of like other parents who are homeschooling or traveling or just humans. And I really love it. I am so thankful for all of my platforms, big or small. I'm thankful that people care about me and care about my son, even though I don't show his face anymore and don't share too much about him. People are still here. People are still interested. I'm really thankful for that. I'm thankful for the trust that so many people have put in me that, I have this podcast, even though it's a little one. I made a podcast. I mean, that's on there. Are we at 100 yet? I made a podcast. I made it to 100 episodes on a podcast. I remember starting the podcast, like really not knowing what I was going to do with it. And, I'm not a huge marketing person. I don't have a lot of incredible equipment. If you're watching this on YouTube, you're like, you're blurry and the lighting's bad, whatever. And people still watch it and people still listen and it's still important to people. So I think that's a pretty cool thing that I've done. What else? I took up some new hobbies. I took up pole dancing. Pole dancing is like one of my life-giving weekly events. It's one of my favorite things. I've been doing it, I think, come the new year, 2024, it'll be 2 years. And I'm really proud of myself for like not giving up or being like, you're too old or you're too out of shape or you're a mom, you're too busy, you don't have time, blah, blah, blah. I have really found a way to make it happen at least once a week, and I absolutely love it. I highly recommend it, even if you just want to like try it out and see how it feels. I've taken up some other new hobbies, things that I never really tried before or like never took off with, like boxing, which I don't get to do that much because my punching bag is not going to fit in my new space. And cycle, I like to go to cycle classes a lot, different things like that. Else? I'm taking a Spanish class every week. It's something that it's like, like a couple years ago, I would have been like, oh, you don't have the money for that, or you don't have the time for that, or you already speak Spanish well enough. Like, what's it gonna do? Is it gonna help anything? But I'm like, no, I want to continue to improve my Spanish. Like I said, I want to live in Spain. If I lived in Spain, my Spanish would be incredible. It's pretty good, but I really want to pass like a certain level of Spanish just so I can be like, yes, I did it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna sign up. I'm gonna take it. I gave myself a deadline to do it. It's April. But I'm setting myself 8 a.m. on Friday mornings. I meet with a Spanish teacher in Spain, and I love her. If you're listening to this and you want a recommendation, I have one. I actually have two because my one of my best friends in Mexico City is also a Spanish teacher. So whether you're a beginner or you're super advanced and you just want to brush up your vocabulary or do something like that, it's something like that that's like a really awesome thing that we can do for ourselves, something that we're passionate about. It helps me like maintain my level of Spanish that I do have and even make it better. And like there's times that I'm like, I don't feel like waking up at 8 a.m. but once I'm in that Spanish class, I am awake and I'm happy and I always hang out feeling super just so glad that I'm giving myself that time and that gift of continuing to do something I love. What else? What else? I am homeschooling my son and I am following my intuition with him on that. And it's something that, like, oddly enough, someone had asked me a couple years ago and I found this and like screenshotted it. I was looking for something else in like an old conversation. And they had asked me, like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And I was like, homeschooling my son. And it's weird. I don't remember writing that. It was while I was still being abused. I don't remember ever really thinking about that or talking to anyone about it. But that was just so, it stood out to me so much that I was like, I'm doing the right thing. Like something in like old Lindsay a couple years ago, like who couldn't really think anything clearly, wanted to homeschool. And at first it was hard because there's so much to unlearn about like what we've been taught about schooling. And if your kids go to public school, cool. I don't care. I want you to do whatever's best for you. And I don't want you to be like, oh my gosh, she's making me feel bad. That's not what I'm doing, hopefully. And if you do feel that, it's probably because society has given you the pressure as a mom to like, we have so much pressure that like we're not doing anything right and we're not, whatever. We're always failing our kids. We need to do more of this, less of that, blah, blah, blah. It's not coming from me. But I had some of that. We all, I feel like, have to unlearn some of that and like learn to pay attention to our intuition because we're getting messages from all over the place. And I, have some choices that I've made for my son or with my son that I still feel guilty about and I wish I could change, but I can't. So all I can do right now is follow my intuition now, follow what seems to be working for him. And so far, homeschooling has been incredible. I think it's, I know I'm very lucky that I'm able to do that. It's pretty crazy trying to do that as a single mom who works a fair amount. I have found a support system kind of. And it's been working really well, and we're both very happy. And so that has been huge for me. Because, like I said, a couple years ago, someone could have just been like, well, you just need to do this because that's how it goes. And I would have been like, you're right. And then I would every day be feeling like something's wrong here. I don't know. This doesn't feel right. Where your like intuition's like screaming at you, but you can't understand it because you don't know how to listen to your intuition. So that's been huge. I mean, healing in general. I don't recognize myself from a couple of years ago. I have just put in so much time for myself, just being single, learning to enjoy my own company, learning to support and validate myself, learning to do things that like a couple of years ago I would have asked for help on. And that's not to say that I don't ask for help or that I'm just like super isolated and like, like I don't need anybody. It's not that. It's just like, oh, like the other day I bought a shelf, and usually I would ask my son's dad to help because he's like the builder. That's how it's always been. If we got something, he built it. And he had to put together this desk that I'm sitting on because it's a desk I had at my abuser's house, and they took it apart and there's no directions. And I would have just been like, F this. But I bought a shelf for my son's toys, and I was like, oh, he'll be here tomorrow. He can do it. And I was like, you know what? No, I'm opening the box. I'm gonna at least look at the directions. Looked at everything and I was like, oh, I can do this. Grab the screwdriver, grab the Allen wrench, did all the stuff, figured it out, no problem. That's again not to say that I can do everything by myself, but I'm just much more healthy, much more willing to try new things. Like even if I fail, that's okay. Try again later or figure out another avenue. I just feel like, I'm not perfect. I'm not healed. I don't believe that we're ever healed. Duh. I think that healing is like a lifelong journey because our pain starts when we're born or before, when we're in our mother's womb, our grandmother's stuff. Like, I do believe in generational trauma. So I just feel like healing is a lifelong thing, but I just feel so much better and happier. I'm happy with who I am. I'm happy with where I'm at in my life. I'm happy with, I mean, like, it's not perfect. There's things I would definitely change with different opportunities or timelines or things like that, but I just feel so much better and happier and calm and safe and level-headed, and I understand myself so much more. I understand like my ADHD diagnosis and why I work this way. Like I don't get frustrated with myself anymore. Like sometimes I'll be like, you really just okay, all right. But I used to just get like angry with myself. So I have so much more compassion. I think I have a lot more understanding for other people too. So when like I get a comment from someone that's kind of like rude or projecting or something like that, I'm just like before I would have been like, well, yeah, this is why I did this, or like really defensive. But now I'm just like, it makes sense. Like you're probably in a place where that was really hard for you to hear, or it didn't work out for you that way, so you're feeling like whatever. And I just have so much more compassion for other people, which helps keep me pretty chill. I don't have to feel other people's pain and like take it personally because I understand that we all have trauma and we all have struggles, and sometimes it leaks out and gets on other people. I really hope this, again, this doesn't sound like I'm just like sitting here bragging about how amazing I am because I don't think that at all. I'm trying to remember if there's anything else. Like people had given me, again, people had given me like suggestions on what to share. They're like, oh yeah, I saw you do this or that over the past couple of years. So I am gonna go try and look back. I don't remember when I posted that. I'm gonna see if I can find anything else, but to be honest with you, I think I posted it like a month ago, so I probably won't find it. I'm already at 20 minutes, so I probably could just wrap this up right now. I think that to be honest, those are some of the biggest things that I've done in the last 2 years, like some of like my biggest accomplishments, some of my biggest changes, some of the biggest growth areas. I think another thing, now that I'm just like sitting here trying to decide if I'm gonna wrap this up, is I already forgot what I was gonna say. So that tells me that I might be done. I think I'm done. Okay. Well, I might think of some other cool stuff, but that's okay. That's okay. You heard enough about me. I've been babbling for 20 minutes. Again, I hope that this is helpful. I hope that it's inspiring. I hope it helps you learn more about me and what I'm about and what I enjoy, and what I, have let go of or changed or grown out of, and everything like that. Okay, yeah, no idea when I posted that, so we're just gonna let this one go. And so I just want to thank you for listening. Thank you for being here on this journey. I know, again, this probably isn't like the most essential episode to listen to. So if there's ever a week that you're like, I'm gonna skip the podcast, it might be this week because you're like, I don't really care about 100 things Lindsay's done. I'm sure it's not that. It's just, we're all very busy and time is money. But yeah, if you listen, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for being on this journey with me. Thanks for supporting me, for believing in me, for sticking it out with me through all the stuff. I mean, I know I can be pretty chaotic because I just come up with new hobbies and new things, and I'm not very organized in how I share things and whatnot. So thanks for being on this ride with me. I continue to wish you all the best in your healing journeys and, breaking free from these people and learning to understand why, how we get in these situations, why they get us in these situations, why they act the way they do, healing from it, learning to set boundaries, learning to spot red flags immediately, and, learning to stay out of these situations because it's not easy. So, yeah. Wish you all the best in your healing. And next week, I'll be back with continued regular scheduled content with your validation and education and all your other things. So, again, thank you for listening. If you want coaching, you can find all the information at calendly.com/Lindsay Goodman. I have one-on-one coaching, I have group coaching. So, you've got your options there, whatever feels right to you. If that's something you're interested in, you can always reach out to me. You can find me on all social media at the, nope. Lindsay Goodman Coaching. Yeah, reach out to me if you have any questions or if you'd like to request like a certain podcast topic. I'm happy to do that as well. And go do something nice for yourselves and go drink some water. I'll see you next week with more.